It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Another beautiful spring day. No, just kidding. Have you looked out the window yet this morning or heard it? It's like a hurricane almost out there. We have WNYC Shamita Basu here in the studio with me to commiserate. Hey, Shamita, nice rain boots you got there.
Thanks, Richard. I sighed loudly and longly as I took them out of my closet this morning.
I think we're all experiencing some degree of weather whiplash.
Yes.
I mean, it was a beautiful weekend, at least half of it, on Saturday, and then freezing cold on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw a lot of aspirational shorts on Saturday. You know that thing where people are wearing their short sleeves,
flip-flops.
Their skirt.
I
it's warm during the day, but then, you know, 5 o'clock hits, it becomes a little too cold, and no one wants to admit it because they just want it to be warm already.
Exactly.
I heard in parts of Western New York over the weekend, some people saw a spring ice storm, which is not a phrase I relish using.
No.
So shout out to anyone who had to call in sick today because their bodies are rejecting this stop-start spring. Can I give you some decidedly not good or bad news?
Of course.
The rest of the week's forecast has mostly clouds, some rain, and highs consistently in the 50s.
Well, that's spring. I guess we'll take that.
Yeah. So I want to hear from our listeners about how they're dealing with this unseasonably cold, unbearably long, and dreary spring. Are you or your kids starting to go a little stir crazy? Have you come up with a good coping mechanism? Share your ideas on how to push through this last stretch of cold weather.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 855-8-MY-WNYC. That's 855-869-9692. And you'll mind those, Shamita.
That's right.
Put some people on the air, maybe.
That's true. And you can tweet at WNYC if you'd like to. Maybe you've decided that this miserable weather means you're finally going to watch Downton Abbey, because that's a thing, right? Are we a couple years too late to that?
Yeah.
Maybe you're forging ahead.
Yeah,
I thought maybe. Maybe you're going to go ahead and do your spring cleaning anyway, because you're just a productive person who has their life together. I also want to hear if you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel right now. One of our producers here, Alec Hamilton, says she's seen a lot of papier-mâché volcanoes on her Facebook feed this week. So either all of the school science projects are synced up in this city, or parents are just kind of losing their minds right now. We got a voicemail from a listener named Mike Agronoff, listening from Boonton Township, New Jersey, and Mike's in a good mood.
Oh, I love this rainy morning. I run every morning except when it's raining, and I don't have to run this morning. Yay!
Mike, I'm happy you're happy. Yeah, it's good for him. We also heard from a listener named Stephanie. She says she just moved to the Upper West Side from Austin, Texas, in late March.
The pictures from home are people out swimming at Barton Springs. There are a million pictures of families, kids, and dogs in the blue bonnets, which is sort of Austin's way of saying, hey, it's springtime. And the weather here is just killing me.
So Stephanie is engaging in some positive thinking to get through this rough patch.
I'm hoping that come August, September, October, when it's a million degrees in Austin, I'll have the last laugh.
That's the spirit, Stephanie. So listeners, leave us a message or tweet. Tell us what you're doing to cope with this unspring-like spring weather.
And Shamita, you know what?
What, Richard?
I actually like this weather.
Do you?
This
is your favorite kind of weather?
I do like gray, rainy days.
Some people do. There's
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Again, our telephone number is 855-869-9692, or you can tweet at WNYC, and Shamita will be keeping an eye and ear out for your ideas.
That's right.